This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana State House. I'm Sue Lincoln. Parents gave the House and Senate Education Committees an earful last week.
There seems to be no effective safeguard in law to protect our children's information from the whim and will of Bessie and LDE.
Sarah Wood of Mandeville is talking about data privacy. Seven bills have been filed this session, each trying to prohibit how much individual information about Louisiana students is shared and with whom. It's become an issue since it was revealed in early 2013 that Louisiana had signed on to the In Bloom Project, sharing each student's personal information in a database that could then be sold to private vendors of educational materials.
It's not any of their business.
The story exploded until, in April 2013, State Superintendent John White announced that Louisiana was withdrawing from In Bloom. The day after, In Bloom tweeted, "Louisiana's still part of In Bloom." In Bloom was going to be sharing the student databases with the companies administering Common Core's new online tests. Students will be required to upload personally identifiable info, home addresses, social security numbers, in order to take the new high-stakes tests.
If you want to expose the most personal details of your child's identity, sign your own children up.
House and Senate Education Committees will resume hearings on the proposed privacy bills this week. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.